everyone, this year we're doing Black Friday all November long. Did you guys know about that?
That's crazy.
Right?
I don't think we've ever done the whole month of November.
Yeah, I know.
Never.
And it's up to 30% off.
30% off.
All of our favorite things. The stuff that Jess and our team is designing that we've just worked to the bone.
Crystal lamps?
Yeah.
Marble collection. Yep.
Up to 30% off.
That's
pink candy dish.
All month
pink
long.
Pink candy dish.
Yes.
That means the gifts you're going to give are 30% off for
your
the most
lucky
part.
Christmas yeah. list. I'll They're say. So lucky.
Or your lucky house.
Or your lucky house. Shoot.
Yeah. You don't need to give any of this away.
Nope.
You can keep it for yourself.
Be selfish.
So go to alicelanehome.com for 30% off all November.
Up to 30%.
Start shopping.
Boom.
First, a word from our sponsor, Meijer. Meijer cookware is so amazing. I just got my first set because I had to try it. They only have 6 pieces to this whole set. You're going to get 2 pots, 2 pans, and 2 universal lids. I just emptied out my lid drawer and all I have is 2 lids in it. I'm so excited. It fits every single pot and pan that they make and they're matte black. They're gorgeous. So besides reducing the clutter, the stackability is perfect in my pots and pan drawers, and it doesn't boil over. My kids cooking, no more boiling over. I don't have to clean up my oven. There's like this curled lip at the top, which is really, really incredible. So huge fan of it. You need to check it out. We have an offer for you. You can go to meijer.com/Alice. Just use code Alice, that's A-L-I-C-E, for 20% off your order. Try it for yourself so you can experience the true joy of stackable cookware.
You're listening to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hi guys, welcome. I'm really excited about today's podcast.
Me too.
We are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is gift giving.
Yes.
I come from a long line of gift givers, and my mom is a really generous gift giver. Back to the Rice Krispie treats, the Rice Krispie loaves that she makes. Everything she does is big and beautifully wrapped. And so I always thought that that was the norm. And I get more excited about giving a gift than I do about receiving anything on Christmas because I'm just so excited to see them open it. It's just so exciting. So we want to talk a little bit about how to give a great gift, some of the thought that goes into it. And big or small, I think that these same ideas and principles will apply. So should we talk about gifts today?
Yes. As we were thinking about this, it really goes back to what we do in design. Mm-hmm. As we learn about a client or as you learn about and observe the people that you know and you love, you start to cue into like things that make them happy, make them tick. And when you can do that, that's when you become a gift whisperer. Mm-hmm. Because again, you are observing and learning things that they don't even know about themselves. They're not asking you. It'd be different if I'm like, Jesse, I'd love a pair of sheets. Mm-hmm. Would you get me a pair of sheets? And that's not as special as you telling me something about me that I didn't know.
Yeah.
About and giving me that gift, because that's way more special.
It's pretty intimate, right?
Totally.
Yeah, to know somebody well enough to be like, you know what they'd really appreciate? They don't know it yet, but they would really appreciate sleeping on these tencel sheets.
Oh yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. That's one of my favorite, all-time favorite things to do, to give. If I can't think of what to give somebody, I'm like, have I already given them sheets? Because we sell a pair of sheets here at Alice Lane that I love. And no matter who you are, man or woman, it's a great couple gift. So you can bang out mom and dad at the same time and give them your favorite sheets. So great. Also, last year, one of the people I work with got me, Joe Malone, has a linen spray, and it's basically like a perfume you spray on your pillow each night. And so I fluff up my pillow on my favorite pillow, on my favorite pillowcase, and I spray it with the spray before I fall asleep. I feel like such a princess. But it's just a little teeny tiny detail, but they knew I would love it. And they were totally right. I love it. Yeah, and that's like going to be one of my things that I'll think to give people.
And it's funny because that's a luxury, you know, like we're not going to give people something so practical. We're not going to give them, you know, a thing of cleaning supplies or anything. You give them something that makes them feel special and make and get something that they would never get themselves.
Yeah.
Because you may have never bought that, you know, that spray because you're like, I might as well get the perfume.
Totally.
So it's just thinking about those little extras.
Back to cleaning supplies. I have to tell you what I'm getting my sister for her birthday. She's so practical. My sister is. And, actually, the idea came from opening up my own dish rag drawer where I keep all my rags and my towels. And I was actually folding my towels and putting the clean ones in. And I looked at my drawer and I was like, this looks like a garage sale. This, like, nothing matches anymore. I don't know where half these things came from. I don't remember, like, the Williams-Sonoma towels that are in there are so faded. I can't even remember what color they were when I bought them, you know? Uh-huh. I'm like, were these navy at one point or were they gray? I don't know. So anyway, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to march myself next door because we work here at a mall and I'm going to go into Williams-Sonoma after work and I'm getting myself all new, crisp, white hand towels and rags. And somebody gave me as a gift, there's a really amazing counter spray by, Caldrea. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Guys, they have this counter spray. You have to get it on Amazon. I went into my grocery store the other day and they don't have very much left because they said Amazon just basically is selling it everywhere. So now nobody else is. So get on Amazon, Caldrea. You can get whatever scent you love. The two that I have, one of them is kind of a yellowy pear color and it's neroli and something else. And then there's another one that's kind of a bright blue. Those scents are so amazing. I don't know what they have right now for holiday, but my sister is, I'm not joking, getting my favorite counter sprays, all brand new wash rags and hand towels from Williams-Sonoma because I know she's practical. And if you guys go to TJ Maxx ever, I don't know, there's probably a better place to get it than this, but sometimes they sell a little slab of marble that's a really great little perch to put your new hand soap and your counter spray on next to your kitchen sink. Anyway, you can get them a little slab of marble, your favorite counter sprays, and all new dish rags and dish towels. And for somebody that is really practical, it's going to be a gift for her every time she opens up her wash rag drawer to see all these beautiful new unfaded towels looking back at her.
I love that. I should do that for my mother.
Oh yeah, she's practical.
Yeah, she's super practical. And every Christmas I get both my mother and my mother-in-law the Fraser Fir spray.
Oh yeah.
Because again, it's something that they love. My mom, like, seriously, she hoards it. She's just like, I think I still have some.
She rations it.
She really does. I'm like, it's okay, Mom. We can get another. But anyway, just give them something that, feels like the season.
Yeah.
But I love that.
Yeah. Another little ditty I got my sister. She's always one that she gets a headache. And so she usually needs an Excedrin or an Advil. And so if I ever need one, I'm like calling, what do you have in your purse? And she'll say, oh, I've got an Advil or a Tylenol or whatever. And so she usually just has them all in one little old used bottle. And I noticed that I actually also found it on Amazon. They have a stainless steel, like a silver little pill case, and you can get it monogrammed. And so I had her initials monogrammed on it in cursive, this little silver round thing. And you pop a little button on it and it opens up and there's a divider for three types of pills. And I was like, she is going to think this is so fantastic that she has a pretty little way to carry her pills for her headaches and what other ailments she's having. And so she'll look all classy and pulled together when she pulls that out of the little pocket in her purse. So,
and she would never buy that for herself.
Never. Ever. No, she would never think to. It's impractical, even though it's practical. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just finding ways to beautify the really practical things that she's going to enjoy every day. And I know it's a part of her life. And I think it will also be comical, which it's really fun to laugh at something at the same time we're making it beautiful. So we said cleaning supplies aren't a great gift, but really, truly, I love anything Caldrea. I think they do an amazing job. Also, we sell a soap called Tatine. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pine and orange bitters are the flavor, and it's a black bottle. Oh my gosh. It makes your whole kitchen situation look so sophisticated.
So chic.
Yeah. So I think something like that would be amazing with like a really handsome new scrubber or also the lotion that goes with it. Yes. Your hands feel like butter.
A quick word from our sponsor, Meijer. Design can be such an important emotional element in our home, how we feel about the organization, aesthetic, style, and fabric. It all leads to an emotional connection about the various aspects of home. We're reminded that we just feel so much better than we can glance into our kitchen cabinets and see a new, perfectly stacked cookware set. Because if we're honest, that rarely happens before now. That's for sure true at my house. So if you guys aren't familiar with Meyer, you can check him out on Instagram. It's at Meyer Labs. You spell Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, Labs. In their diverse design team, they've created an amazing stackable set after traveling the world to discover what home cooks love or hate about their current experiences in the kitchen. And they fix it all with the stackable set. It's amazing. Check them out at meyer.com/Alice to use the code. You just use a code A-L-I-C-E if you want to get 20% off your order. Try it for yourself so you can experience the true joy of stackable cookware.
I was going to say, we were at a party at Market, yes, and Jess came back from the bathroom. She's like, you guys, they have the lotion.
Hold my hands.
And she's just like, I'm never going to wash my hands. They smell so good.
Oh, it's and, so yummy.
What a fun thing if you're giving a hostess gift or something to, yes, give your hostess something like that, that she can use, that she can put in the powder room for her party, mm-hmm, and just be so stoked that people are going to be able to live like that.
Yeah.
And she gets to live like that every day again.
Yeah, so good. A favorite candle.
Yes.
I know that seems like a really like generic gift, but if you get a special brand, or maybe you know their favorite brand, I think a great part of giving gifts is giving the gift that you think the person would like to receive.
Totally.
Don't be selfish. Don't just give the thing that you want to give because it's a reflection of you. A lot of people are a little prideful about that, and so they give you things that they want to give you, but really think about the person and think about how they live and what they'd appreciate. Like for me, giving, brand new dish towels wasn't necessarily something that I would be excited about. But once I looked in my own drawer and knew I needed them, I became excited about the idea of having a beautiful drawer full of brand new wash rags and everything pulled together. And it kind of just gives you a solace when you're like, oh, everything is right in the world. You know, when you open that old cleaning drawer, it was really great. But think about what you think the person would like to receive. So if it's a really, really feminine person, they're going to like a candle that's more florally and sweet and light. If it's maybe a more sophisticated person that maybe wears a lot of deep, dark colors, they might like a more sophisticated scent with a little bit of heft to it. And maybe a darker, we have some that are like black glass, jars that they come in and whatnot. So being able to smell the scent and really consider the look of the candle as the smell, you can really dial in what you think that that person would like to receive. And then maybe in a note, you explain why you think that they're going to love it. Mm-hmm. And like where you think that they would love to have it at. Maybe this is something that they're going to burn while they're in the bath because they love to take baths, Maybe you give them bath bombs and a candle because mm-hmm. That's a part of themselves. People that are bathers are really passionate about bathing. I don't know anybody that bathes that's like kind of like, yeah, it's fine. It feels like they're really into it. Sue is like so excited. Sue, launch into this. She's a
my
bather.
My smile's so big. There's an art to bathing. So again, back to you again. I love that we talked about like the practicalness of like having the dish towels, but then just the luxury of just like the pillow spray. And again, just those moments like in the bathtub, it is so luxurious to just like calm down and have a bath at the end of the day. Anybody that's a bather out there, you know what I'm talking about. You turn the lights down low, you light the candle and you just get a moment of quiet and it's so, so lovely. So if somebody isn't a bather, maybe if you think that that would be a beautiful thing for them to experience, maybe that's something that you could give them mm-hmm. is that candle and bath bombs and write in a note and just be like, I want you to experience this.
Yeah.
Once. And if you hate it, here's a candle anyway and put it on your island.
Yeah, totally. Aww. I love that. It's like you're giving him an experience.
Exactly.
Speaking of experience, you got some great advice yesterday from a friend about giving an experience as a gift.
Yes.
Talk about it.
I was getting a drink with a friend last night and she was talking about, she has a girlfriend that they don't get to see each other all that often. So for Christmas, they say, I want to take you to this show and I want to buy you dinner here. And I want to just have a whole night with you and let's do it on this night. And I'm like, that is such a brilliant thing. I mean, we talk about, you can't really, if you give a date to your husband or significant other, it's coming from the same checking account, but it's so gracious to just give the gift of time mm-hmm. because we're all so busy. So if I gave a card to Jess and said, I want to take you here and I want to like go to our favorite spot and I want to get hot chocolate at the end of it and we can order dessert first, whatever we want to do, we should do that this night. Nothing's booked. It's just you and me. And I love that idea of just giving an experience, to somebody. to a friend that you don't get to see that often. I just thought that that was such a lovely suggestion.
Totally. And I think that what we've experienced so far and what we know about the younger generation of what we are calling millennials is that they really value experiences more than things. So giving the millennials in your life an experience of dinner and a movie, let me know when you're free. We'll calendar it, you know, after you open your gift or whatever. That would be a really fantastic thing that I think would sit right inside of them. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to say for the record, don't give clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there's a real 10% chance you're going to get it right. There's a greater chance of failure than success. And then the pressure for the person receiving it, it's
to have to wear it the next time
the
they
pressure.
See you.
The pressure.
It's rough.
Yeah, don't give clothes. I think in general, I hope I don't break your heart on that. Here's something though that I am almost going to guarantee a success rate of 90% on that is kind of like clothing, and that is pajamas. Nordstrom makes the greatest pajamas I've experienced so far, and I love a robe and I love pajamas. As soon as my foot's in the door, I'm beelining it for my closet, and I take off my work clothes and I put on my robe or my pajamas. And I have 3 pair of these in my drawer, and I've been giving them lately as gifts. And Nordstrom makes one, and it is so it's so comfortable. I need to look up the name so I can give it to you. It has 1,200 5-star reviews on their website for these pajamas. They come in a whole lot of colors right now. I have a pair of black ones with white piping around the collar. They button up the front. It's long sleeve. It's pants. And I think there's like a little piping around the ankle as well. And they have them in light pink. They have them in navy blue. They're usually just depending on the season. And so you can kind of think of a color that will work for people. Also, a nice little thing about them is they run big. And so like you can buy your girlfriend a size small or extra small, and she'll feel like a teeny tiny woman. They fit everybody's body. So anyway, those are an A++. If you're going to be giving pajamas to maybe a sister or a mom, or if you do wear matching pajamas for Christmas, these are pretty much no fail. And they're not expensive either. So anyway, I'm a huge fan. I'm going to look it up and tell you what they're called while Suzanne talks about a no-fail holiday gift.
A no-fail holiday gift. We kind of talked a little bit about that hostess gift of giving, again, a fancy soap, candles, things like that. Another thing we've just talked about is just giving gifts that just work seamlessly and beautifully into everyday life. Which obviously the dish towels work for that, the candle works for that, but even things like such as the cheese board, we referenced that a little bit in our last episode about being a gracious hostess. Give a beautiful cheese tray or, you know, something to facilitate a cheese tray. Get the board, get the little knives. We have some really great ones here at the store. And again, it's kind of fun because we get to shop all day long for the store. And so we really get to kind of cultivate our best of album. And just all of our favorite things. And those are always some of our best go-to gifts. Or I can just walk out on the floor and know that I'm going to find something great for, you know, whatever party I'm going to, or for my mother-in-law, the sheets, any of those gifts. We have a lot of really great ones in the store. And that's such a convenient stop for me as we're here all the time.
And for people that are not in Utah, also at alicelanehome.com, we have a lot of those items on our favorite things there.
Yeah, so we put all of our favorite things on our website too. So yeah, go check it out before the holiday season starts. We've talked a little bit too about what do you get the person who has everything. And again, those little moments of luxury, that pillow spray that Jess was talking about, I think is good. One thing that I always like to get, I think I usually get this for Jess because, again, I know everything she has. So I know, and I do this for a few other people, is I will actually look for art that I think feels like them, because that's really personal and something, again, you're not going to be able to get it for everything. It kind of goes down the clothesline. You really need to know the person and really dive deep into their lives. But for that person that you know that you just don't know what to get them, just peek around at art, find a little gift shop near you that just carries special little collections. There's a place down here in Provo, which is about an hour, that's where I live, about an hour south of Salt Lake, called Heirloom. And they just have such darling art, originals and just special little gifts for people. And that's usually my go-to place if I need to find something for somebody that has everything. I can usually find something there that I think will, I don't know, remind me of that person or an experience that we've had together or something that they're going through, I think is meaningful. And that gets to live on their walls, hopefully, if they like it. forever and ever.
It's the best. I love getting art from Suze. And she'll always tell me where she got it and what it's about or why it reminds her of me. Mm-hmm. And it makes it really personal. And it feels like the deep end of getting a really great gift. It's that you'll always have. You know, yeah. It's not like something that's going to wear out or get used or whatever. And so I have lots of built-ins and shelving, and I always am tucking in those little treasures here and there. And it just reminds me of you over the years. It's really deep, and I know how much you love art, and I love art too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is a great gift. By the way, you guys, those pajamas from Nordstrom are called Moonlight Pajamas. They have 1,261 five-star reviews. You're going to love them. Yeah. And they come in, right now they're offered in 6 colors. So there's something for everyone there. And again, they do run a little bit large. Mm-hmm. So you're going to just feel so cute in them. And they hang really pretty on everybody I've ever seen. And they're everybody's favorite. So anyway, there's another no fail gift, I feel like, if you're a person likes pajamas. But there's something about winter and pajamas that are just so good.
You know, and it's something that even I wish I did more of the pajama game. Whenever we're at market or anything, Jess mm-hmm. always, whenever you see her after market, she always has like her kimono robe on, fancy pajamas. And you look at her and you're like, that is such a beautiful way to live. And I'm like, what a gorgeous gift for even somebody that doesn't necessarily wear those. Because yeah. maybe they didn't know to go to Nordstrom and buy that. So I think that is a no fail.
Yeah.
That is a no fail gift.
It's a good one. Yeah. And if you really love somebody a lot, you could throw on your favorite face mask, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and put that on, tie that on top in the bow, and then put the pajamas inside. Those are great. My mom always gives me a pair of halflinger slippers. Have you heard of halflingers?
No.
They sell them on Garnet Hill, and it's like a boiled wool mule. Mm-hmm. And if you have to run into your garage and grab something, they don't have like a hard bottom, like a rubber bottom for outside, but they are like, they do have enough. They're not precious if you do have to like run into the garage or whatnot. You won't like run outside in them, but I love them. And they're cute because they have a left one and a right one. They're asymmetrical. And usually like the pair I have right now has the back side of a dog on one and the front side of the dog on the other. Cute. So when you put your feet together, it makes a dog, you know? So they're cute and they're artsy. And again, they feel a little bit European. And so those are a favorite of our whole families. The men all have halflingers, and so do the women. So if you love to give slippers, I think that's also a no fail. There's a question here on our outlines that says over the top gifting, yes or no? What are your thoughts on over the top gifting?
I think when you're first married, you do a lot of over the top gifting. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I probably did bigger gifts for my husband, but over the years, they've just become more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go over the top. So I think as your relationships develop, you don't have to prove anything because you put in the time, you know, like you know them deep. And so you can get things that they really want and be more thoughtful about it. And honestly,
it's almost more intimate, right?
And the older we get, we talked about this a little bit, just those love notes, I think, are so great. Because again, we all live really, we live comfortably. And if we need something, if we need clothes, any of those things. Well, usually we're lucky that we can go out and get those things, mm-hmm. but just those little things, if you're just be observant about the people around you, be observant about your family, like the people that you know the most, like try and learn a little bit more about them or about what they're loving right now, what music they're loving. Mm-hmm. Any of those little things I think are just insights into a great gift that they're going to remember and that you're going to love giving. Mm-hmm. And I think the love note explaining the why.
Yeah.
And even if you do a love note with no gift, that's often if you're pouring your heart out, that's a great gift.
Yeah.
So
that's good. And if you are stumped a little bit on that person, because maybe you don't know them very well, giving one of your favorite things mm-hmm. is a really, I know I've said, think about the gift giver, but you can give one of your favorite things and tell them why you love it so much. And then they'll probably love it for the same reason. Mm-hmm. And it can be a somewhat generic favorite thing on your list. We all have preferences down to the face lotion we use or our nightly routine or your bubble bath or one of the things that you loved was Dr. Broner's.
Yes.
Talk about that for a second.
I think I gave that to you actually one Christmas.
I love you, like, it a so package. Much.
If you get, yeah, Dr. Broner's soap. It's actually, I think it's like castor oil or something like that. That sounds very unattractive, but I love a lather. Again, I'm a bather. There's an art to bathing. And Jess calls me a little old lady. I love a loofah and a lather. I can't help myself. I feel the cleanest when I use Dr. Broner's. You'll never feel cleaner.
They have a peppermint one and it really just is so tingly. Yeah. And it's probably like $11 for a bottle of it. And you give them a loofah and voila, you've got a great gift that will change their routine. And it's a little bit tingly and it feels great. So that's an easy one. It's sold in grocery stores.
Yes.
No big deal. The packaging looks really old school.
Like apothecary.
Yeah. It feels apothecary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. So anyway, you can give a favorite thing of yours from your own morning routine or your dish routine or whatever, but I promise you, you have them and it will feel more personal that you love it so much too.
Amen.
So anyway, amen. I hope that helps. Be really thoughtful in your gift giving this season. It doesn't have to be big or over the top. It just needs to be thoughtful.
Yep.
Happy holiday. Happy gifting. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating. Hey guys, we would love for you to be an Alice Lane Insider. It's a brand new program for us. We have exclusive discounts for you, offers. We're going to show you when things are restocked, when the new items come out first, and you're also going to be able to have early access to shop our sales before anybody else does. We love this community. You're also going to get our lookbooks, which we send one out spring and fall right to your doorstep. And we're just continuing to grow it and to add new perks to the program. So if you guys want to sign up, just go to alicelanehome.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to see the Insider Alice Lane Insider program. Sign up there. It's free and you'll get all the perks. Hey guys, we would love for you to be an Alice Lane Insider. It's a brand new program for us. We have exclusive discounts for you, offers. We're going to show you when things are restocked, when the new items come out first. And you're also going to be able to have early access to shop our sales before anybody else does. We love this community. You're also going to get our lookbooks, which we send one out spring and fall right to your doorstep. And we're just continuing to grow it and to add new perks to the program. So if you guys want to sign up, just go to alicelanehome.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to see the Insider Alice Lane Insider program. Sign up there. It's free and you'll get all the perks.